And Rolling Stone magazine had this to say about the first album from the rock band Grizzly Bear: the pure atmospheric power of the songs is more than enough to hypnotize. The group's 2006 release was named one of the top albums of the year by the New York Times and the influential website Pitchfork Media. Today, Grizzly Bear releases a follow-up. NPR's Jacob Ganz reports on how four musicians came together as a unit and the place that made it happen.
Grizzly Bear is Edward Drosty, Daniel Rawson, Christopher Bear, and Chris Taylor. They spent a month recording their first album as a group. That's not unusual, but Grizzly Bear did it in the house where Drosty grew up near Boston. The house then provided a name for the album, Yellow House. This summer, Drosty said that during recording, the house itself became something of a collaborator.
Because you end up using everything from the house, so little creaks and cricks and, you know, recording in the hallway here, you know. We used the same old sort of slightly out-of-tune piano, and there were pots from the kitchen used for percussion. There's little weird sort of like creaking chairs here and there.
Grizzly Bear's songs sound old and new at the same time. Chris Taylor, who also produced the record, says the credit for that balance goes to the house.
Something about a house is like a living, breathing environment, and the studio is just, it still never feels alive, no matter how much history you even know has been there.
This weekend, after more than a year of steady touring, the band played its last show in support of Yellow House. Today, the musicians release a CD that feels very much like an encore. The new CD, titled Friend, contains reworked versions of older Grizzly Bear songs, plus remixes and covers, two by Grizzly Bear and three by friends of the band. Grizzly Bear plans to make a new record, but they'll have to find somewhere new to record it. Drosty's mother sold the Yellow House this summer. Jacob Ganz, NPR News.
So, we have redesigned our music website. Do take a listen to some in-studio performances by Grizzly Bear at the new npr.org/music.